And I've got the news and the weather for you for today, Friday, August 14th, 2015. Ryan Anglim in the Daily Mail reports that after the state environmental quality review approved the Caro Solar Farm, there's now a 30-day public comment period. We asked the town of Caro to become the lead agency on the environmental review, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said. Presuming there is no objection of note, then in September, we would issue what's called a negative declaration, meaning it has no real severe environmental impact and the project can be approved for construction thereafter. Any comment can be made formally by the public by calling or submitting an email to Warren Hart's office at Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that the State Public Service Commission on August 13th voted to allow Central Hudson to update streetlights to LED fixtures. Commissioners will also allow Central Hudson to increase the number of LED streetlights by setting goals for updates and passing along savings to municipalities, the report said. Read the full story at the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that several Hudson Valley officials spoke out at a Public Service Commission public hearing August 11th, calling for fair distribution of broadband connectivity across all of New York State. Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo criticized the PSC for not holding more geographically diverse hearings, saying, "I'm respectfully requesting that the Public Service Commission hold hearings over on the other side of the river." Assemblywoman Eileen Gunther from Sullivan County said broadband is the party line of the 21st century. It is not a privilege or a luxury. It is a basic service that all people in the state of New York, regardless of whether they live in Sullivan or Suffolk, Westchester, or Warren, have the right to have access to. The Public Service Commission continues to accept public comment on broadband internet service through August 15th. Citizens may submit comments in writing to Kathleen Burgess at secretary@dps.ny.gov or may call the Public Service Commission opinion line at 800-335-2120. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that the secretive administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo lost a court ruling August 13th in a case involving Donald Trump in Albany with a pair of fake guns. State Supreme Court Justice Michael Melkonian ruled the documents pertaining to the case should be made public. It may be a compelling read. On April 1st, 2014, now presidential candidate Trump and others attended an anti-SAFE Act rally on the Empire State Plaza protesting the Gun Control Act, where police seized two replicas of guns toted by protesters. Western New York attorney James Ostrowski is claiming that seizure is a violation of the First Amendment right to free speech and wants documents about the Cuomo administration's involvement in the fake gun seizure. Melkonian ruled that Governor Cuomo and other state officials have illegally withheld about 150 documents in response to a Freedom of Information request for documents related to the Albany Second Amendment rally in 2014. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. And Caro Greenville in Greene County and Rensselaerville in Southern Albany County are all considering zoning laws. The Greenville Pioneer reports WGXC has an audio recording posted of the July 30th Caro public hearing in the WGXC archive for anyone to listen to anytime. Caro left the public hearing about the zoning proposal but has yet to set a date for another hearing. In Greenville, the town board will listen to residents at a public hearing 6:30 p.m. Monday, August 31st on zoning at Pioneer Hall. In Rensselaerville, a public hearing on zoning is scheduled for 7 p.m. August 18th at Town Hall. There, the Albany County Town is not starting from scratch, but considering replacing a law from 1991 that was last updated in 2002. And your weather for today, Friday, August 14th, 2015. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84 and a low around 63. Your forecast for the next 2 days, Saturday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 85 and a low around 63. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84 and a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset is at 7:02 57 p.m. Today is the second Friday of the month. That is your news and your weather for today, August 14th, Friday, 2015.